اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So, I really welcome you all, Brother Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Fawad Haider to our today's program. How are you? Fine? Fawad?
Fine, yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Hassan, how fine, about
sir.
You?
How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. How about Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Fine? All right. Okay, so today, inshallah, we will talk about ayah 125 and 126 of Surah Ali Imran on page 66. So, brothers and sisters, please turn to page 66, ayah 125 and 126 of Surah Ali Imran. Let's everybody listen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bala in تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين وما جعله الله إلا بشرى لكم ولتطمئن قلوبكم به وما النصر إلا من عند الله العزيز الحكيم.
That was nice recitation. Thank you so much. Now me, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser will be here with you inshallah to practice the tajweed rules also and the recitation. But before that, we have to mention some important points. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah Almighty in ayah 125 says in the Quran, بَلَا إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ. وَمَا in the next ayah, وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. So what does Allah Almighty say with us in these two verses? Allah Almighty says, بَلَا, yeah, if you are steadfast, if you are from those who are sabir, all right, sabr, patient, tolerate, and God-wary, taqwa, all right, with taqwa, وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا, and should they come at you suddenly, يُمْدِدُكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ, your Lord will aid you, will help you, بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ, with 5,000 marked angels. In the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, Allah did not appoint it, Allah did not make it. But what? Allah did not appoint it, but as a good news for you, إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ, and to reassure with it your hearts. وَمَا النَّصْرُ, and the victory is not, or the victory comes only from Allah. وَمَا النَّصْرُ, illa min indillah. The victory is not from anyone except from Allah Almighty. It comes from Allah Almighty. The Allah Almighty, who is the Almighty, Al-Aziz, and the All-Wise, Al-Hakim. All right?
Yes.
So, in the previous two verses that we talked about them, in the previous session, Allah Almighty talked about 3,000 angels who helped the Muslims. In this ayah, Allah Almighty gives us a good news, gives the Muslim, okay, a good news that we assure your hearts with what? With our aids, with our helps, right? With the unseen helps. But there are some conditions that you must have. إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا If you tolerate the hard times, if you tolerate, okay? Basically, shaitan comes to you, okay, and tells you, hey, you'll get defeated. Stop, never step forward, okay? I'll come and tell you this, right? This is the temptation of shaitan. But Allah Almighty says, if you tolerate the hard times, no matter you don't have a lot to eat in battlefields, no matter, for example, you suffer a lot of hard times, a lot of difficulties, a lot of, for example, stress or whatever, okay? وَتَتَّقُوا إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا If you tolerate these things, وَتَتَّقُوا and become God-wary, one of the best examples of being with taqwa, having taqwa, being pious, is to tawakkul ala Allah. To do what? To rely, to trust Allah Almighty. That He will help us, right? He will help us. Because we are on the right side, so we'll, for sure we will be the winners. We will be victory. We'll achieve victory, all right? So if we have this kind of belief and we tolerate the hard times, Allah Almighty for sure will help us.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض
حياتي How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
آيات الله حمتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات
Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي
So guys, move on, inshallah, for more details and explanations. Search the Tafsir books, look in the Tafsir books, and also the history books, inshallah, okay? So that's all. That's enough. We have to mention some important tajweed rules, then inshallah, we'll move on to the recitation. Ready? In the first ayah, the very first important point is the word bala. If you continue and do not make a pause at the word bala, you have to stretch the mat, right? Is it a must? Bala in tasbiru.
No.
It's mustahab. No, it means it is jaiz, actually, right? Mustahab is where you get reward. But here, if you stretch it, there is no point to give your reward. Okay, bala, Allah give me more reward. No. It's not that point, okay? It's all about ja'iz or wajib. You should stretch it or not, okay? It's not about thawab or this thing. So, it is ja'iz because the alif mat in the word bala and also the hamza in the word in are in
separate words,
in two different words, not in the same word. So, if you join them, stretch the sound or skip the sound. But if you stop, we studied that if we stop, the mad will be skipped. All right? You don't have to stretch it. So you skip it. Bala. You don't have to say, Bala. No. If you stop, if you make a pause, skip the mad. Bala. Enough. So, Jim says, huh? Jim says what?
It's
Jim, the baby. Jim, what?
It's jais to
it's
stop.
It's jais to continue. Stop or continue. Jais, Jim jais. So, you can continue, connect the two parts, or you can stop. In tasbiru, in tasbiru. we had different important rules, for the Nun Sakin and Tanween. One of them was Ikhfa. Ikhfa was when the Nun Sakin or Tanween reaches any of the 13 letters. Ta, Fa, Jim, Dal, Dal, Za, Sin, Sheen, these letters, Fa. So Ta is one of this, one of those letters. It matches one of those letters. So here you hide the sound of Nun Sakin. So when you say Nun in, your tongue touches the back part of your teeth. In, but when you do the ikhfa, you do not let it touch. It goes to touch, but don't let it touch. Okay, that's hiding. Hide the sound. Produce the sound of noon from your nose. In tasbiru wa tattaqu, right? Yes. There is no other rule. Only the mad tasbiru wa tattaqu, the waw mad. Wa ya'tukum, again waw mad. Wa ya'tukum. Now here, mim sakin, we have ya'tukum, ends with mim sakin. Next word starts with mim. Mim sakin, please. Mim mutaharrik.
Idgham mithlain.
Idgham mithlain. You have to merge them and prolong the sound for two beats and also produce the sound from your nose. Nasal sound. Wa ya'tukum min. Nun sakin plus fa. Fa matches the ikhfa letters, as I told you, in what? In tasbiru. Ikhfa, hide the sound. وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا يُمْدِدْكُمْ يُمْدِدْ echo the sound. يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ ميم ساكن. For ميم ساكن, we have three important rules. One, إدغام مثلين. Two, إخفاء شفوي. إخفاء, the hiding sound. Three, the
Iqlab.
Idhar. No of changes. Meme. Just read it, yes.
Yeah.
So if you have Mim Sakin plus Ba, you do
Ikhfa.
No Iqlab. Iqlab was for Nun Sakin plus Ba. So here you hide the sound. Rabbukum. Hide the sound of Mim. Ah, when you pronounce the Mim, your lips touch together, right? But when you do the Ikhfa of Mim, your lips try to touch, but don't let them touch. Rabbukum. Don't let them touch. Rabbukum. That's it. Like a piece of paper, just a space, okay, for a piece of paper between your lips. Lip. Make that a space. So, what? Rabbukum bi khamsati آلاف من الملائكة آلاف فين ميم فين plus ميم فيم تنوين plus ميم إدغام merge them فيم
غنة
يا غنة also ما شاء الله the nasal sound من الملائكة ملائكة مد is واجب stretch it for six counts five six counts مسومين وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ. For the word Allah, how to pronounce it, how to read it, either Allah or Allah, we had two rules. If you got a kasra before the word Allah is pronounced like an A sound, with an A sound. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ بِاللَّهِ فِي اللَّهِ لِلَّهِ. Right? You have لِلَّهِ A. But if you have fatha or kasra or dhamma, you pronounce it with an
heavy sound.
A heavy sound with an A sound. Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma. Right?
Yes.
So here also, Ja'alahu Allahu illa bushra lakum. Bushra, heavy sound. Lakum. Wali tata, tata, tata. What?
Qalqala.
Tata ma inna, yes. Wali tata ma inna qulubukum bih. Qulubukum bih. Again, mim here, ikhfa. Qulubukum bih. Because the letter ba is there. So, qila tells you it's better to stop here. Waman nasru nun sakin, nun mushaddad. Waman nasru illa min indillah. Min Noon ساكن plus عين. عين matches the إظهار letters. Do not change anything. Just read the noon. من عند الله. أها دال matches the letter تا فا.
Rest of the letters.
Yeah, the rest of the letters. So hide the sound. عند الله. Look. عند الله. Allah is pronounced with an A sound. له. العزيز الحكيم. That's it. Let's recite these two verses together. I'll recite. Make sure you listen and repeat after me. All right? Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, as you're listening, please repeat as well and practice. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بلى.
بلى.
إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم
إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم
يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين
يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين
أحسنتم مسومين وي إي ساوند Good job We don't have A sound, okay? E sound
وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ
أحسنتم طط تاط right first one is تا the second one is طا ولتط so if you make the قلقلة sound of the طا it becomes very easy for you ولتط so
ومن نصر إلا من عند الله العزيز الحكيم ومن نصر إلا من عند الله العزيز الحكيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنت ما شاء الله الله bless you we practiced the tajweed rules we mentioned them and we also practiced the recitation that's all from us for today inshallah the next session We'll continue towards the next verses or ayat of Surah Ali Imran. Stay with IRB English Radio, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks to Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser for being with us. See you, inshallah. Nothing to say?
No, sir. No.
Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma. صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.